What were you saying, sir?
No, I read that in 1767 the Spaniards came to settle across the river to Guerrero, on this side too, because at that time it was part of Mexico.
So they just came around over here?
Yes. All this land over here was granted by the Crown of Spain to those Spaniards that came to settle this region over here.
What was his name?
The principal was José Escandón. He was a lawyer, I think, Spanish lawyer.
And the King of Spain granted this
land? Yes, and the King of Spain granted this land to put many settlers that came over here. Most of them they all were Spaniards. But it was in 1967, then the state of Texas recognized and gave patent to the landowners in 1948 or 1848.
They gave what to the landowners?
The patent, so recognizing their ownership.
And at that time, were there any Anglos in here?
Well, at that time, I don't know. When the county was organized, I think it was 1856, I think it was organized, the county of Zapata. It was a part of the Stark County and part of Webb County. They cut it in, and they made this county, Zapata County, and it was named Zapata in the name of a Mexican general that tell me that he was a very brave man, used to fight the Indians. And they named this county his name. And the Spanish government, they gave a big tract of land to that Antonio Zapata, about 12,000, 15,000 acres.
Where was that?
It was about 10 miles east of here.
So it's in Zapata County?
Yeah, it's in Zapata County.
Who owns that property?
Now it's owned by several people. Then it was sold to a man by the name of Leonard.
When did he buy it?
I don't know, he bought it maybe in 1900 or before that, I don't know. I don't remember.
Leonard,
yes.
So that's owned down toward Rio Grande City?
No, it's this way, back this way.
Inland, toward Hebronville.
Yeah, to where Hebronville.
What's the name of that place?
They call it Comitas, part of Comitas and Antonio Zapata Grants.
Does the Haines Ranch have a name?
Yes, Haines Ranch. I think that they have several ranches now because that land has been divided among maybe five or six owners there. The old man died in California, and then his heirs took the land.
I was up that way looking for people to talk to the other day, and I was wondering about that. All those farms.
And
did you know Mr.?
Yes, I know.
Did he speak Spanish?
Yeah, he did speak Spanish.
Did he speak English?
Who, Mr.? Oh, yeah. He was an American. I don't know where he was born, but he came to Zapata maybe before 1900, I think.
But he moved here?
Yeah, he moved here and lived here for a while. And then he went to California and married a lady in California. He lived in California, but he used to come down to visit his property because he had two big ranches.
Okay.